Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We'll certainly revisit the Albert Pujols Cardinals issue with Mr. Frank Cusumano later on this afternoon. Frank joins us every Monday and Friday at 4:45. So that's coming up after Sue's News. In the next hour here on 97.1 FM Talk, we're joined by United States Senator Roy Blunt this afternoon. It's been a little bit. How are you, Senator?
Well, I'm good, and the Redbirds are looking good. And, what, five games ahead?
Yeah.
As we get to this point of the year, that's a pretty good place to be. But I knock on wood every time I say something like that. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, a lot of baseball left, and you're beating up on some bad teams. You got the Braves coming into town. But still, good things happening for the Cardinals and certainly with Albert Pujols. Let me start here. I've asked you this question maybe a year and a half, and I'll see if I can get an answer here this afternoon. I think I might be able to. Senator, would you like to endorse in the United States Senate race in Missouri?
Well, I actually would, Mark. That wasn't why I called in or why we're talking, but I'm glad to endorse Eric Schmidt. I spent a lot of time with him, particularly in 2016 when he was running for election, the statewide election, the first time to be the state treasurer. I was running for my last Missouri election, and we were all over the state, and he probably spent as much time with me in that year as any of the statewide candidates did, maybe more than virtually any of them did, and trying to figure out, I think, in a very helpful and important way, how big our state is, how diverse it is, the challenge of trying to represent all of our state and all Missourians. And I think he's going to be a fine senator, and I'm pleased to be able to endorse him.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a good victory. It was a great margin a couple weeks ago. It's not over yet, obviously, but we push forward into the fall, and I'm pretty hopeful that things will turn out the way that we would expect here in Missouri. On the other hand, you know, I know that the minority leader weighed in last week about control of the Senate, just because you do have some other seats out there that are, you know, a little bit more in question. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, obviously, you'll be leaving the chamber, but it would be pretty important for Republicans to take over control again, Senator.
Well, it will be. I mean, the majority leader in the Senate decides what's on this, what legislation comes up on the Senate floor. And because Chuck Schumer's the majority leader, we've raised people's taxes. We've made done things that have driven inflation to a 40-year high. And I think we're making a lot of bad decisions. Those wouldn't have been made if we'd have won one of the two seats in Georgia 2 years ago, or if we win at least one more seat than they do in this cycle, which would put the Republican leader in charge of the Senate floor. I think we're going to take control of the House. The Senate is just more difficult always. There aren't as many seats in play. Candidates matter more. States are harder to define how you communicate in a state than it is to define how you communicate in one much more compact congressional district.
Yeah, right.
And so we're going to see what happens. There are a lot of reasons that people are dissatisfied with the direction the country's in. There's some polling out today that says, you know, nearly three quarters of people of the country think the country's headed in the wrong direction. That's got to be some kind of all-time high mark, I think, for that many people to be that concerned about the future of the country. And we'll see what happens over the next couple of months and couple of weeks. In addition to that, it'll be Election Day, and things are going to happen in September, October, November, Election Day. If those issues are top of mind on Election Day, Republicans are likely to control the Senate. If there's other things that people are talking about or in these tight races, candidates fail to connect the way they need to with voters, it's just a hard thing to get done. So legislatively, if Republicans get a majority in the House, all of the Biden one-party legislation is done. But that doesn't mean that other things can't happen in the Senate, and judicial confirmations
right,
and other things will happen differently than they would if the side that I'm on was in control of the Senate after this election, even though I won't be here.
Senator Roy Blunt is here. You would agree, though, probably that these candidates moving forward in the next couple of months, they don't need to talk about inflation anymore. It's gone. It's done. No inflation and the Inflation Reduction
Act. Exactly.
You don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. We passed that, or at least the other side passed that Control Inflation Act. And I was with Billy Long the other day at the State Fair. And he said he went through McDonald's on the way to the State Fair and tried to ordered a sausage egg McMuffin. And they said, we now call that our calorie reducing sandwich, and it only has 20 calories in it. And he said, well, what do you mean? He said, you can't just call something because you want to. And then he pointed out that's exactly what Democrats did with the deficit, with the inflation fighting act that does nothing to fight inflation. If they were proud of what was in it, they should have called what was in it rather than what wasn't in it.
Well, you know, and I can joke about it and have a laugh here because it's so misnamed, but some of the things that are in it, and this thing just passes with little or no trouble. It doesn't really get vetted. Most of the American people don't know what's in it because they hear that it's tagged the Inflation Reduction Act and not the Climate Change Alarmist Act that's not going to really have any impact. Perhaps that would be a better title.
Well, the climate change, you know, the cost supposedly is about $700 billion, but a big part of that is in the first 3 years and this huge expansion of people who can't afford to buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. And so they're just going to basically wind up giving many more Americans their health insurance for free. And when they're doing that, they're going to have real impact on the cost of insurance at work. You know, as people leave insurance at work because they can get insurance free somewhere else, those groups become smaller. Insurance becomes more expensive at work. Or maybe your employer just decides, look, 90% of everybody that works here is already getting their insurance paid for by the government. The rest of everybody who works here, just going to have to figure out how to get your insurance some other way. This bill does a lot of bad things, and it does exactly what the American Rescue Plan did in March of last year, passed totally by Democrats, put $1.9 trillion into an economy that was already recovered and was coming back, and they just set that economy on fire. And all you have to do to figure that out is go to the grocery store or go to the gas pump or look at your electric bill, and you know that something's happened that wasn't good for you. And if you're trying to buy a house, you can figure out that your future house payment is going to be a lot bigger than it would have been if you'd bought that same house in the low inflation economy we had before the Biden presidency.
So what, you know, you've been around Washington, Senator, for a long time, and I guess I would ask the question this way. Have you ever seen this level of egregious behavior, questionable behavior from the Justice Department and a guy who was almost perhaps a member of the Supreme Court? Because there still are no answers for this affidavit. I guess we're going to see the redacted version soon enough, or maybe not, because it'll be so redacted. But where does this take us from here with everything that's going on with the former president and this investigation?
Well, I thought the Justice Department and the FBI both have a lot of explaining to do still for the way they conducted themselves in the 2016 election as it related to both Mrs. Clinton and, at that time, candidate Trump. I think they have a lot of explaining still that hasn't been done. When you look at what was done and said during the investigation of the collusion that apparently now everybody admits didn't occur with Russians during the election, this is a different step forward where you go to a former president's house rather than negotiate the return of documents you think need to be returned. But we haven't heard a very good story there yet.
No.
I'm on the Intelligence Committee, and we immediately began to ask each other, have you heard any, did you hear anything about this huge national security issue before Justice Department sent people to the former president's house? And the answer was no, we haven't heard anything about that. So we wrote a letter last week to both the Director of National Intelligence and the Attorney General and said, we, at the very least, we want to know from an intelligence committee level, what was it that was so crucial that you were so worried about the national security future of the country, and you failed to report that, as you're required to do, to the Oversight Committee in the Congress. So we'll see if they've got a better story to tell than they've told so far.
Meantime, you know, I keep asking this question, and nobody else seems to be asking it. Just see what your reaction is, because I don't know if there's any buzz about this on Capitol Hill. Remember, I'm old enough to remember when there was a leak of the Dobbs decision by someone involved with the Supreme Court earlier this year. That thing has just kind of gone away.
Well, it does, it has gone away. I expected sometime after the court issued its final opinions and adjourned, which is about this time, is when I thought we would hear what happened there. It would seem incredible that the court wasn't able to figure out where that leak came from. And frankly, the court has an obligation, I think, to the country to
point out
what happened and what they've done to be sure that would never happen again.
Because, Senator, look, you're going to be leaving Washington at a time where, if you look at some major institutions here, the Supreme Court, the Department of Justice, and I would throw in the IRS, where there's big questions about the veracity, the political persuasion that is involved there. Those are big agencies that have lost a lot of trust by the American people.
Well, and we just did a lot to fund those agencies in
sure.
a way that will absolutely affect middle-income Americans. You can't have that much money to audit people just audit the top 1% or so of the population. They intend to collect money, and they intend to collect money from every taxpayer that has any reason to fall under the wheel of the audit, and that's a problem too. People are concerned, as they should be, about these issues. I think we need to have better explanations, and the Congress needs to be insisting on those. And I hope with this latest incident, we begin to learn a lot more in a hurry.
Senator Roy Blunt, always great to have you on. Enjoy the final months of your service here for the state of Missouri, and we will talk soon.
Well, I've loved doing it. I intend to go through the tape at the end of the finish pretty strong, and I hope we're doing that. And look forward to more time with you, Mark.
All right, Roy, I appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.
All right, buddy. See you.
Get more at 971talk.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.